What's going on, Spartan Nation? It's your boy, West Coast Rail. You know, I got my dogs in the building, my boy Devin and my boy Jordan. What's going on, you guys?
What up, what up, what up?
Yeah, we in this. Time to dance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We already in it. Hey, you know, already know. We're going to talk about the tournament. Thank God we made it, you know.
Mama, we made it.
Yes, we did. We finally made it. We made it. You know, I think, what, it's 26 straight?
26.
Hey.
That's a lot.
Hey, big number. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful with the season we had. I'm thankful to get in. That's all I can say right now. But first topic is first. Let's talk about it. You know, we lost to a tough. You know, we lost a tough one to Purdue in the Big Ten tournament. I want to get y'all. I want to get you fellas' reactions to it because you know, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure there's some positives and I'm pretty sure there's some negatives to it. So, Devin, I'll start with you.
Purdue, well, as we said in the last episode, I knew the boys were going to come out and play very, very scrappy. And at the end of the day, you know, I had seen the complaints on Twitter, like we were talking about off air. I seen the complaints on Twitter about Edie and about the calls that he gets constantly. I just I hadn't watched any Purdue games, and I didn't get a chance to watch the game of us playing Purdue in the regular season. But watching this tournament game from start to finish, I mean, I can see some of the frustration. He was definitely getting a lot of calls. But I'm not one of those fans that really likes to put a lot of things on the calls. One of the things I do want to talk about for sure that Jordan, actually, you were just talking about, was the inconsistency of Jaden Akins missing a couple of very, very, very key shots that could have put us in the position to win. I mean, Purdue could have hit some other shots, whatever it may be. But, I mean, you know, if you have the lead late in the second half, you know, down the stretch, anything could happen. So, it just inconsistency on the shots. If we can just clean that up a little bit, I think we got a very good chance of being able to kind of waltz by Mississippi State. But, hey, they left some points on the floor, and that's all it was. I mean, I didn't honestly think we were going to – the one team I was really concerned about actually didn't win the Big Ten title. I was very surprised that Illinois did it. But was Wisconsin. I didn't think even if we beat Purdue that we were going to have a chance against Wisconsin because both games that we played against Wisconsin this year, they just absolutely just ran away with it every time. So
that was a good point you made. I'll give you credit. I was watching Wisconsin a few days ago and I was like, Devin was right. This team is way more dangerous. I agree.
They just don't rely on Edie to put up 30 points every game for them. They're just scrappy all the way around and they have good shooters. So I was like, Wisconsin's going to be the team you have to beat.
That's good.
And I guess Illinois did that, so.
Yep. Hey, Jordan, how you feeling?
Similar to what he said. I just feel like it just sucks because we played so well. And I'll give the inside credit for once because actually Manny Sissoko came in and played really aggressive on Zach Edey and really challenged them and gave us a chance to make a push to come back. It's just a shame when it's just like, you know, we missed a lot of open shots. Devin said most of what most people are thinking. Obviously, Edey was a huge problem. The calls were bad. But when you miss so many shots, for me, it's hard to blame the refs when, like, we lost by how much? Like, five, four? How much?
Three. Yeah, I think that basket didn't count at the end, so I think it was five.
So five. So we lost by five, and we missed, like, multiple open threes. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fixable. I think, you know, it's something that if, you know, it's just a, you know, it's a coin flip. Some days they might be hot. Some days they might be cold. I think it gave me a lot of hope for March Madness. I think it gave me a hope that this team, if they care, they can be very dangerous. Like if Hogard's head's in the game, if Sissoko, like he was playing like a warrior against Edie. If he plays like that, if Cooper plays like that, if everyone just does their job and plays the exact same way they get played against Purdue, they could be a good team. You know, just make more shots like they did against Minnesota. Like make more shots, they'll be fine. So that's just my thought. Like I'm not mad, but I'm definitely just sad because, like, if we made a few more shots, we would have won the game. But, you know.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. I feel the same exact way. People who – I want to say – give a shout-out to a couple players. One would be Xavier Booker. I think his presence was definitely well-needed in that game. He got a couple lives. He got and the offense seems to flow. When he's on the floor, I believe the spacing is there, and it creates more open shots for everyone else. And also Trey Holloman, I'm gonna give Trey Holloman credit for standing up to Edie, you know, in the middle of the floor, not backing down.
Oh yeah, that boy Trey Holloman definitely coming through for us.
you know, yeah, true definition of a dog.
He had a really good game.
So, with that being said, I believe, you know, I believe those two could definitely help us out in the tournament. And I'm looking forward to seeing what those two can do. As far as Purdue goes, you know, Edie is Edie. I didn't know somebody that was 7'3" needed, you know, help from the referees, you know. And I'll just probably just leave it at that.
My one question for you guys is, my frustration was, like, he at times he didn't even have to put the ball up. Like, he was just – it was like a post-up, and they were calling a foul. Like, it was like – I mean, like, he was initiating the aggression.
Yes, he was.
I was just like, how did – a 300 – they said he was 300 pounds. Did you guys hear that part where they were like, he's 300 pounds?
No, like, I didn't hear that.
I don't believe he's 300 pounds. That's pretty big. But, like, he's a heavy man, and he's like, what, how tall is he, 7'3"? What's his official height? Like, 7'3", 7'4"?
They said 7'4". Yeah, I'm just not going – I'm not ready to give it all like that. Like, I'm not ready to see any human being be 7'4", bro.
Like, right, like, what can you do? And it's just like, bro, he's initiating pressure, and I just felt it was just so crazy how, like, before he even put the ball up in the air, they were calling the foul. I'm like, I mean, like, what – I don't know. Like you said, there's not much you can say about it, but, like, it was extremely frustrating how they called that.
Yeah. You couldn't give him any resistance, and it would just be a problem. And I'm just like, he's so tall. He's taller than everybody. It's like the event, you should give everyone else a little bit of help so that they can actually defend him. Because
yeah,
in my mind, I look at it like this. And I'm just going to be – this is going to be the conspiracy theorist in me. but I'm going to just put this out there. Purdue will go as long as the NCAA wants them to go. You can easily just say, hey, Edie can get every freaking foul known to man, and the other team just can't do anything about it. But the moment that the referees allows one team to play Zach Edie straight up and not call fouls, you know, not bail him out and stuff like that, that's the team that they want to win. So that's how that's what I'm looking at in the tournament is, are the referees calling these weak fouls for Edie? If not, okay, Purdue needs to go down, and that's what I'm gonna ride with.
So not to stickle Purdue, just a quick question. Like, we'll just shoot it from the hip. Are you guys picking them to go far, or do you think they're upset? Like, they're a bracket buster. Is that a bracket buster?
No, they probably won't lose first round again this year.
All right. We don't got to spend too much time. I was just curious if you guys are thinking they're bracket busters or what. But, yeah.
I think Sweet 16, we'll see what goes there. I mean, I believe they'll get out of the first weekend.
Bet.
And then we'll see about the next time.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, you know, right now I want to get into the our tournament predictions. Right now they had us seated. We are in the West rest region. We are number 9. And we're number nine, right?
Yes, we're number 9.
Yes.
So we are facing the number 8 seeded Mississippi State first round. We play them Thursday, 12:15 Eastern. We'll see what happens there. I do expect us to win. I just want to get you guys' thoughts on the seeding. If you were a little nervous not seeing us in the Midwest region, and how far do you expect us to go? But I'm gonna start with you, Jordan.
Yeah, for me, I don't know too much about Mississippi State, but I know the SEC, they play extremely fast. I was watching a lot of the tournament games this week, okay. And they play extremely fast. I know that's just how the SEC plays. So I don't know too much about Mississippi State, but my thing is, I'm happy but scared about North Carolina in the next round. I expect us to win the first round. I hope we do.
Oh.
Let's just assume we get to the next round. I think that's a really good opportunity for us to just beat the best early, and then we can coast from there. So, like, we don't have to play multiple games and be exhausted, be tired. We beat Mississippi State. We get North Carolina next round. We're fresh. We're not too exhausted. We beat the best, and we can, you know, Michigan State can't coast. But essentially, you know what I mean? It would be a lot more winnable for us down the line. So I think it's a 50-50 split where it's like, I think we could beat North Carolina. We play Purdue so well. So I think if they don't have a 7'5" guy, we can play well.
Yeah, preach on that one.
Yeah, after what we did against Purdue, I'm not trying to overhype a loss because that's never good to, like, find victory in a loss. But I do think, like, Purdue has a lot. Like, they don't use Lawyer as much as they should. Giles or Gillis is really good. And we played a team that has 2 outside shooters, a veteran point guard, who Braden Smith knew exactly what to do. I think they're better than North Carolina is. Just let me just say that. I think they're better than North Carolina is talent-wise. So it does give me hope that we can just play the number one seed earlier and have a chance to advance and be like, we beat the best. We're in control of this bracket now. So that's essentially my opinion. I don't know too much about Mississippi State, but I'm 50-50. It sucks we have to play the number one. Right. But I think it's a good opportunity to shock the world and Izzo to kind of prove me and everyone wrong. That's like, I still got some juice in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Amen. Devin, what you got?
Based upon just looking at Mississippi State's schedule, they basically had if we're going just based upon their schedule alone without seeing any of the games whatsoever, they had a very similar season to us, which is why they got seeded 8. They had a top 5 win against Tennessee. They beat Tennessee twice, actually. I don't know if Tennessee was in the top 10 or top 5 both times they played. But they did beat them twice. They also took some bad losses to some teams that they probably shouldn't have lost to as well, just like very, very similar to us. You know, just like we got the top 5 win against Baylor. we had to win against Illinois that was in the top 25. I don't even remember what what rank they were at the time that we beat them, but still it was top 15, top 25. But also Big Ten champions as well, so that looks good on our resume. I think it's going to be a pretty scrappy, even match. Normally the 8th and 9th seeds when they play each other, or the 10th and the 7th seeds, they're usually pretty close games. There's not really a whole lot of walking away with certain things. So I expect if this team can play exactly how they played against Purdue with that scrappiness and that toughness without having to worry about a 7-footer again on the floor, they should be able to come away with the win. I mean, as long as, you know, if we can do everything exactly how we did it, plus Jaden Akins hitting a couple threes, maybe, you know, I think we should be able to pull it. But then, yeah, going into North Carolina's tough. I mean, they're going to cheer my heart out if they beat Mississippi State and they play North Carolina second round, but You know, yeah, we don't have the greatest history against North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas.
Yeah, I know.
Nah.
You're right. But like you said, I got to do my homework on Mississippi State as well. I think we might get in one more podcast, maybe on Wednesday, and definitely break down the Mississippi State matchup a little bit more in depth. But I absolutely agree with you guys. I think we should take care of Mississippi State. I'm pretty sure North Carolina will take care of their matchup, whoever comes out of that play-in game. If we get past Mississippi State and we have to play North Carolina, I do like the matchup. Like you said, there's no 7-3 guy in the middle, so everybody should match up pretty well with the others. Now, North Carolina, I believe they have more dead on shooters, and I'm pretty sure they have more athletes than us. So it's going to be a tough matchup. But, like you said, as long as we can, be just as scrappy as we were at the Purdue game, I believe we have a shot against anybody. Like I said before, and I'll say this again, man, I sound like a broken record, but this team can beat anybody and they can lose to anybody. So It just depends on how they, how they want to play. You know, if they come to play, they can beat anybody. And I'm going to do what Devin said and just, hey, positive, optimism, man. Just regardless, man, just go in there like you go in. Have the confidence and just ride that wave. It is what it is. I mean, we're not a number one seed. So, we should be upset how any of this should go. We may want Michigan State to advance to the second weekend and whatnot, but if it doesn't, are you upset about it? That's what I want to know from y'all. Now, before we end all this, I want to know from y'all, if we were to beat Mississippi State but lose to North Carolina, how's this season better or is it the same to you?
I think – what were you about to say, Devin? I'm sorry, bro.
It's been a disappointing season in general, so the only way they can really make up for it is probably getting to the Final Four. Make up for it. Elite Eight, Final Four, but, other than that, it's been kind of like a disappointing season.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think that, Yeah, I totally agree. I think the year's a disappointment. I don't think there's really any other way for Izzo to get over that part unless he beats North Carolina in Charlotte. If he does that, I will tell you guys this. I have a little twist for you guys. Like, you guys remember that play where Booker, the Purdue game, where he let Booker shoot the last game three?
It went in and out. It should have went in. I promise you.
That was an amazing play call. I'll give Izzo the most credit in the world. I never expected him to do that. Amazing play call. If that would have went in, Izzo would have gotten praise, and he would have deserved it because that was a great play call. And and fast forward to now, if he beats North Carolina in Charlotte, I think that's an opportunity for Izzo to again get way more respect on his name. So. I mean, I just think – I don't know. I just think that
– Yeah, because these last couple of years, you know, yeah, he's beaten Duke. He's beaten Duke in the tournament. He's beat Kentucky, beat Butler. Came very close to beating Gonzaga a couple of years ago.
I just think Izzo can have a chance to submit himself, and I think he'll take it. I think he'll coach well. I think he'll play well. And what were you saying, Devin? I'm sorry. I think it's a good chance for him to do something. It's early. No one's going to be tired. We got Tyson Walker.
Yeah, stay healthy. Pray the guys all stay healthy throughout the game. And do what they need to do. Play as a team. Don't let the these guys are veterans. They've all been in the tournament multiple times, so I don't think anybody's going to be getting shook. But I think everybody's going to be pretty calm, pretty collected. I mean, just go out there and just play. Nobody's asking for a crazy hot, fast start, but don't come out there just completely cold shooting bricks. Don't put ourselves behind. Stay scrappy. Stay in the game. Take the easy buckets. If we can get the threes, the corner threes, whatever it is, take them. But let's take the twos. Let's push inside penetration. That way, they try to, you know, step up some kind of zone down there or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then we can start shooting from the outside.
That's right.
Right. And we got to remember, North Carolina doesn't have Roy Williams anymore. So luckily, we might have a better – I don't know who their current coach is. I forget his name. I know what he looks like and stuff. I just forget his name. But
that's a brother out there.
Yeah, it is a brother. Yeah, I forgot. I know he used to do the – didn't he used to be on ESPN with the College Game Day crew and whatnot? And now he's coaching for North Carolina.
I thought he might have played. I thought somebody said he might have played for North Carolina at one point.
I think he did.
He probably did. But he does good with it. I'm not trying to underestimate him at all. I'm just saying, like, luckily the North Carolina that destroys us is Roy Williams.
Right.
Is this our first meeting against him as a head coach against North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this will be interesting. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't want them to look ahead. That's my one fear. Is I don't
want
them to look ahead to North Carolina. Focus on Mississippi State because they're not gonna be. It's March Madness. Everyone has nothing to lose. So. Just focus on Mississippi State. Once you beat them, give it all you got. You're playing number one. That's our one benefit. Everybody will play number one the best they can. I don't care what field you're in. I don't care if it's sales.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's football, basketball, anything you do. If you have an opportunity to beat number one in a one-on-one competition, sales, you're the number one person in America. You can outsell this person. You're going to do your best. You're going to take the opportunity. So that's our benefit. I would hate Michigan State being the number one seed, having to play the number eight North Carolina, because I'm like, we would choke that game. North Carolina, I would hope, you know, Michigan State can see we have a chance to kind of be the underdog, like Mark D'Antonio says. We had to hear all week we're not good, and we have the chance to be an underdog, and most times when you have that, you have a chip on your shoulder, and you play better.
Yeah.
I would hope they can go to the Spartan lineage and lean on that and say, like, we get to play the number one seed in the next round. Early and out, we're fresh. We get to play our best. That's my hope with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's dope. You're absolutely right. They need to come out swinging. It is what it is. Put it all on the line. You're right. North Carolina is right for the picking. If we want it, we can go out there and get it, man. I mean, if we got matchups, we got X factors. Malik Hall, step up. Carson Cooper, keep doing that, man. Step up. Shoot.
Big shout out to him. He came in and made a couple good moves in that game.
He sure did. He made himself available for some things. I mean, I say it like this, man. It's all about the inside, man. If they can give me something, either offensively or defensively, I mean, I'll take either or at this point. Either or. Just give me something, and we can be all right. As long as we can like you said, Devin, just don't get blown out, man. I don't think they can bounce back like that. But if they can keep it reasonable, keep it within 10. How about that? Just keep it within 10. We got a shot to beat anybody. I believe that. We just need to go on a little bit of a run like that, you know. And basketball is a game of runs, so hopefully our run comes in late in the second half, and you know, we can prevail. And I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said, Devin told me to be positive, man. Be positive. And man, that positive affirmation, man, it might just work this time. I mean, if we can just,
ain't no sense of being negative.
You're right. I mean, we already know how this season went, man. Let's hope for some good shit.
The Purdue game was a lot of hope. The Purdue game made it a lot better to be positive. I'll say that.
You're right.
It made it so much better to be positive because they played their heart out. True. I mean, Matty Sissoko dunked.
Finally.
Yes, he did.
It was incredible. Like, I was enjoying it. And so I'm not that mad. They played their heart out. And that's the game where if you just make two more threes, you win.
Yeah.
That's a close game. I'm not that mad. But that gave me hope. That gave me belief.
I agree. Definitely looking forward to Thursday to see Mississippi State. And, you know, if we advance, pretty sure to be North Carolina. I definitely, you know, think we got a shot there as well. So, anything else you guys got about this?
Nah, just ready to dance.
Yeah, I'm ready to dance too, man. Look forward to it. Once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank my guys, Jordan, Devin, for hopping on the podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at SpartanDogsPC. We tweet all the time, so you know, I'm pretty sure you'll see us. Make sure you check out this podcast whenever it drops. Make sure, you know, we'll retweet it everywhere. Make sure everybody does that. Make sure you follow us. And stay tuned for more of us. I mean, we're tuned in, we're locked in now. So you know, this is our last little go around with this with the college basketball season, you know. So we'll see how far they take it, and you know, after that, we're looking forward to football then.
Oh yeah.
So until next time, man, go green.
Go white.
Go white. And stay positive.
Stay positive. Do that.